Greetings, and welcome to Journey of the Awakened Heart. This is Jeff Fasano. On May 2nd, 2013, Archangel Michael connected with us, and he shared this wonderful message about self-introspection.
They want to tell you now, moving in the depth and breadth of your heart space, moving deeper in the depth and breadth of your heart space, and opening up to the grandness of the self, the greatness of self, where that is consumed. As each and every one of you are now taking a definitive step on the pathway in your life where that is concerned, each and every one of you are now making choices in your life where that is concerned, to take the next step on the pathway in your life, to live the life that you came here to say you wanted to live, that you have incarnated in the human form where that is concerned, because each and every one of you are opening up to an aspect of the mission in this human incarnation, the third dimensional realm, where that is concerned. So we ask you this question, dear one: do you know your purpose and your mission in this lifetime, where that is concerned? And are you fulfilling that purpose and mission in this lifetime? Because each and every one of you are now ready to take the next step in congruence on that pathway in this lifetime, where that is concerned, moving into the consciousness of the we, where that is concerned, moving out of the consciousness of the me, where that is concerned, the narcissism of the me, where that is concerned, where you're now moving into a symbiotic relationship with yourself where that is concerned, and you're opening up to the depth of the greatness of self, the powerfulness of self where that is concerned. And each and every one of you are on a similar pathway where that is concerned, but at different increments along that pathway where that is concerned, and you are where you are where that is concerned. So it is time for each and every one to view, if you so choose, dear ones, to begin to look at your life where that is concerned. Look at the relationship that you're having with yourself where that is concerned, because what is transpiring in your life now, dear one, is you're shifting the relationship you're having with yourself where that is concerned, and now opening up to a greater sense of self where that is concerned, a greater sense of who you are where that is concerned, to be who you are in this third dimensional incarnation where that is concerned, because it is about the beingness of self where that is concerned. So it's about loving, honoring, and valuing the self where that is concerned. So we ask you, each and every one of you, dear ones, how much do you love, honor, and value you where that is concerned? Do you love yourselves, dear one? Because the only way in which you can give yourselves, dear ones, the lives you say you want, where that is good, is to fully love, honor, and value for it. It is the life, dear ones, that you are giving to yourself, where that is good. It's giving yourself life, where that is concerned. So we ask each and every one of you, what are you giving to yourselves, dear one? Do you love yourselves enough to give to yourself, where that is concerned? What are you giving to yourself, dear ones? Because it is time, dear ones, to move out of, in your vernacular, the drudgery of the everyday incarnation in the human form where that is concerned, and is about now moving into the greatness and the joyfulness of life, the ease in life where that is concerned, but it is about giving in world service to life where that is concerned. So we ask each and every one of you, are you here to give in service to the world where that is concerned? Give to your fellow human where that is concerned, where in this human incarnation in the third dimensional realm where that is concerned. Because, dear ones, it is now time to move into yourself and take a deep introspective look within, dear ones, at each and every one of you. Because now, dear ones, the question is about, am I here to serve the world where that is concerned? Am I here to give in the world where that is concerned? But the first question, dear ones, is, do you know what you are giving to the world? Do you know what you have to give to? What are your talents and gifts where that is concerned? So, dear ones, you are all moving into a somewhat introspective period in your life where that is concerned. Moving deep within, take a look at yourself, to take a look at your life, to take a look at your careers where that is concerned. Take a look at what is transpiring. Take a look at your relationships in life where that is concerned. Are the relationships that you're having with others outside of yourself of the highest resonance and vibration where that is good? Are you championing the champion of each other's highest good where that is good? Do you know what your highest good is where that is concerned? This, dear ones, is what you can now begin to look at in your life if, in fact, you are deeming that change is necessary in your life. Some great change, some subtle change where that is concerned. There may be aspects of your life that you wish to shift and change where that is concerned, because what is that transpiring now, dear ones, is change. Each and every one of you are changing, whether you know it or not. Each and every one of you are living your soul fragment's divine plan where that is concerned, whether you know it or not, or with your consciousness of that where that is concerned. The reason why we come to you and you join us, it's one of the most glorious time, dear ones, is for us to allow you to raise your level of consciousness and awareness to self, which is why we ask these questions, dear ones. Which is why we ask these questions, dear ones. It is about raising the consciousness and awareness to yourselves, dear ones. So how aware and conscious are you of your beingness, of who you are, dear ones? Because the reason why we come to you and bring our teachings to you through the one of the most glorious soul you call the channel, where that is concerned, is to now raise your awareness and consciousness to your behaviors, to yourselves, where that is concerned. So it is about moving in introspection, where that is concerned, to take a look at what is transpiring in your life, to take a look at what is transpiring within you, where that is good, to take a look at what is transpiring in the relationships outside of yourself, because the relationships, dear ones, that you're having outside of yourself are fully only a reflection of the relationship you're having yourself, a mirror to the relationship you're having with yourself, where that is concerned. So can you look outside of yourself at the relationships that you're having outside of yourself and see, quite possibly, dear ones, the relationship you're having with you? Can you look at another in a relationship where that is concerned and say, this bothers me, this is not resonating for me, or this does resonate for me? And then simply turn around and ask yourself, can I take a look at myself where that is concerned? You see, dear ones, it's all about looking at the mirrors of life where that is concerned and continually moving through a personal process where that is concerned so you can fully move in and begin a transformational process into having and living the life you say you want, dear ones. Because there's the difference between the life that you are living now and the life you say you want. So we ask you these questions. What is the life that you would like to live? Are you living that life? Or are you looking to live a life that you know you are here to live in your soul fragment's divine plan, but are not living yet where that is concerned? And this all begins with self-introspection, dear ones. Self-introspection.